growing demand for natural gas and renewable energy is hitting coal companies hard, despite the Trump administration's promise to revive the coal industry. The latest sign of trouble is the bankruptcy of Westmoreland Coal Company, one of the largest and oldest coal producers in North America. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
In southwest Wyoming, the Kimmer Coal Mine is the largest employer in Lincoln County. It's owned by Westmoreland, whose recent bankruptcy has locals on edge. Mike Delpaz represents employees there at the United Mine Workers of America.
Our people are just worried to death about their jobs, their pensions, their health care.
The Kimmer Mine employs about 280 people and provides benefits to many more, like retirees and widows. It's not clear yet what the bankruptcy means or whether anyone could lose their job. The same concerns go beyond Wyoming. Westmoreland has nearly 3,000 employees in seven states plus Canada. Delpaz says there are still a lot of unknowns.
Well, it is most certainly chaotic. We're not too sure that they're sure what they're doing.
The bankruptcy itself was expected. Westmoreland hired restructuring advisors last spring and have been seeing difficulties for much longer. It's purchased large mines that didn't pan out. Westmoreland's debt shot up to over $1 billion. Its share price tanked. Energy analysts say the company's business strategy was flawed. The mines relied on selling its coal to one primary customer, a nearby coal-fired power plant. That's instead the more typical strategy of sending coal to wherever the demand is.
The idea is to remove some of the market volatility and have a secure customer. What has turned out to be a good and sound strategy has turned into somewhat of a problem for them.
That's Andy Blumenfeld, an analyst with Doyle Trading Consultants. I spoke with him last May about Westmoreland's struggles. Several of the company's primary customers moved away from coal, and now more are scheduled to do the same thing. Wyoming's Kimmer Mine serves a coal-fired power plant, which is expected to retire one of its generating units this coming January. Another major customer of Westmoreland is closing down half its coal-fired generating units by 2022, another by 2027. Blumenfeld says its dependence on this mine mouth system was a fatal flaw.
It's kind of a sad situation. This is a mainline coal company. You know, Westmoreland is a name that's been around for a very long time.
The fall of coal-fired power plants, like the ones that rely on Westmoreland's coal, is part of a larger trend. Utilities are closing them in unprecedented numbers, moving towards natural gas and renewable energy. In 2009, there were 530 active coal plants. This past March, 262. That means over half of all plants retired in just 9 years. It comes despite the Trump administration's efforts to bolster coal, with the Clean Power Plan repeal leaving the Paris Accord, not to mention an attempt to immediately save struggling coal plants from closing. Delpaz says he was hopeful.
What we all heard during, I guess maybe you call it your campaigns, coal was going to get a heck of a shot in the arm. Well, it hasn't.
A group of lenders now in charge of Westmoreland is expected to hold on to only two of the company's mines, one in New Mexico, the other in Montana. Smaller operations, including Kimmer, will likely be auctioned off, and ideally kept running by another operator, according to a Westmoreland spokeswoman, meaning jobs will be retained. The company said no layoffs were expected as a result of its restructuring announcement. But Peter Morgan, senior attorney with the Sierra Club, doesn't believe it.
I do not expect many of those mines to continue operating post-bankruptcy. And so that's going to mean certainly some layoffs.
Beyond jobs, if the Kimmer mine is closed or sold without certain assurances, environmental advocates like Morgan are worried what that means for reclamation costs and tax revenue. The Lincoln County Treasurer said Westmoreland's bankruptcy could lead to $11 million in unpaid taxes. For Here and Now, I'm Cooper McKim.